All right. Wednesday, rundown, April 13th. I want to fire with these. I keep waiting like for the
it's April 12th.
I was going to say, I don't think it is the 13th.
It's the 12th.
Close
April
enough.
12th. Just when you get ahead, so yeah, think you get ahead of it.
Maybe I've been wrong. You
You've
guys just haven't been saying it.
Humbled again.
If I didn't mention that I've been on fire, I don't think people would have been like, you're wrong. So I could have been wrong for a while. Mont Beau, brought to you by Mont Beau Jeans.
Oh, these are Mont Beau.
They look good, too. Right now. Yep. No socks, Kevin?
No, I just got low socks.
Ooh, a little European look.
All right. Mont Beau, use the code RUNDOWN 2017.
What's that?
Did you hear that, too?
Is that Asa? Gotta be. Is she here?
Asa might be fucking filming in there.
That just sounded like moans, whatever. Mont Beau Jeans Rundown 2017 is a code, 20% off your first order. We must spell out the website, MOTTANDBOW.com. Promo code 2017, we gotta do it twice. So,
MOTTANDBOW.com.
You literally are Ron Burgundy. And promo code. I don't think you're supposed to say the must spell the website part.
I'm surprised you didn't mention the star. Like, you know, star must spell out.
Promo code Rundown 2017.
Promo code Rundown 2017.
So, buy the jeans. Kevin's wearing them.
I think these are as well.
Oh,
Rundown 2017.
Nice. And you're back in the Hawaiian.
Yeah, it's good.
I like that one.
I got hot. And I'm not in t-shirt weather. I mean, shape.
So it's
final breaks at a best. It crept up.
I gotta ease.
I do like the pineapples. Will still, everyone, all these new people here, they're like, someone is asking me whether it's this hot. We guarantee you it's gonna be back in the 30s before it's, this weather is not here to
Caleb.
Stay.
Caleb was like,
Caleb was like, bro, we're gonna get a blizzard again. Yeah, he's like, we're home free. No, not even close. Getting to the subjects here, start with the new Texas coach, Tom Herman, rode the boat. He's, as you would put it, a football guy coming from, he was Western Michigan.
Nope. That's PJ Fleck. He's at Minnesota. Tom Herman was Houston at
Tom
Texas.
Herman.
Not rode the boat.
Got my guys confused.
Yep.
Tom Herman from Houston.
Yep.
So that's right. Okay. And now he's at Texas. He has a P chart, basically a hydration chart in front. And it kind of came out, I guess, inadvertently, like a reporter saw it. And he basically gets everybody's hydration level through their pee. And if you're not hydrated enough, he basically says you're very selfish. He has like super selfish player, like team player, all based on your hydration and your pee levels. What do we got on Tom Herman?
Oh, the best one is 8. You're a bad guy in all caps. You're just a bad guy. The two things that I always think about when I see these, one is it's actually, I mean, there's some use in it.
Yeah.
You should be hydrated. Two, I always think what it would be like if an NFL coach tried to pull this shit. Because this is a classic. I'm a college coach. Tom Herman kisses his players. He checks their pee. Like, if he tried to do that to a professional, they would punch him in the face.
I have two questions for you. First, give me credit that this, and I don't know if this is a question. This does sound like a PJ Fleck.
I have a question.
Yeah,
give
yeah, it does. No.
So, like, when I saw this, I'm like, it had to be PJ Fleck.
They are similar. Like, Tom Herman is known for kissing all his players as they come out of the tunnel and shit. And, like.
Now, the second question, I always thought that, but it's a different level. Pete Carroll sort of is as close to somebody, like, he does the pranks and, like, the weird shit.
Yeah, but the pranks are different. I think there's that element of, like, I'm going to control everything you do.
Down to your piss.
That wouldn't fly anywhere except for college athletics.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it's a good thing, though. When you have, like, nasty yellow pits, it's not a good situation for anyone.
And theoretically, like, dehydration, that was some sort of issues with football players.
Remember when those kids, like, died?
Isn't the guy the Vikings guy? Isn't that how he died?
Oh, yeah.
The big lineman.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, when you in normal walks of life, though, when you go and take a piss and it's, like, yellow, I'm always like, I need some water right now.
You feel like shit.
Yeah, you can smell it.
I'm a disgusting person.
Right? I always have it because I drink too much coffee. I need like a Tom Herman to be in my ear, like mixing some water.
We should actually have that at Barstool.
Just a water guy.
Just above the toilet.
I mean,
just put the chart up.
We have enough people floating around.
Yeah,
here.
It's not
like.
Productivity would probably go up if we just made sure no one was a bad guy.
Yeah, when I was doing a lot of Adderall, I was cramping up because I wasn't mixing enough
water.
You
say that like it's in the past.
That's one of the biggest fake. My parents are now going to call me, so I'm going to have to deal with my dad because you just said that. But I don't do nearly as much Adderall as people believe. I probably, if I do one a week, that's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not a lot. Moving on, Lindsay Perlis, this is probably the story of the day in our world, and I loved every second of it. So I am saying right, Perlis?
Payless.
Payless. Huge boobs, supposedly real.
Huge.
And we debated it a little bit.
Genetically gifted.
Huge.
Do you think she's famous?
I mean, she is one of the more famous in that category.
So, all right.
Internet
famous. If someone's doing...
I would know her name.
Family Feud, who's more famous? Dan Katz, Lindsay Paylis, who?
I would say it depends on where the family, like who you're taking off, like is people
but
off
no,
the street,
but you both
like
live
Hollywood?
In, you both live in the world of the internet.
Yeah, yeah, but she's, I don't know, man. Those tits, those are pretty famous.
So she got 6 million Instagram followers.
Yeah, that's
so that's
famous.
A
that's
fucking lot
famous,
of people.
Yeah.
Anyways, she just tweeted out of the blue, like that if you try to buy her, then she's going to report you to the cops. So Riggs just, I shouldn't say mind his own business, kind of being Riggs. He's like, what can I buy you for $300? And it turned into a whole fucking to-do. Payless, like, kind of went back and forth between in on the joke and, like, a complete psychopath. Like, at first, I thought she was in on the joke, and I was piling on Riggs. I retweeted somebody who I still think maybe if I had an award right now, funniest tweet of 2017, it was just the dude who tweeted, that's one ugly dude about Riggs. Like, I retweeted that four times.
It was so genuine.
It was just like, he wasn't even like, in on the fight. That guy was just going through. He's like, saw Riggs, like, that's one
damn,
ugly dude.
Get that off my timeline.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. But then she went into, like, white privilege and all sorts of things that just went totally off the rails. So it was tough because I planned on staying awake all night just to make fun of Riggs. And then it's like, oh, shit. This girl stinks. Now I got to be off, so I just went to bed.
I was hoping it was going to be Chrissy Teigen versus Perez 2.0, and it seemed to be that way. But yeah, then she went lame with it to the max, though. For that girl to be complaining about Riggs's white privilege when you're a hot Instagram model, I mean, that's the most privilege of fucking all. Hot white chick, so give me a break with that nonsense.
Well, I mean, this is going to sound mean, but it's probably the truth. It seemed to me like she had just come from a conversation with someone a lot smarter than her, and she was like, I'm going to take everything that person told me and try to put it out on the internet, and she got like two steps down and was like, wait, I have no idea what I'm talking about. So then she's going back and forth, never really connecting any points to make like a coherent argument.
She seemed borderline bipolar.
Yeah, it was I don't think it's bipolar. I think she like, she's just not smart enough to put together a thoughtful argument in the realm she was trying to like.
One point I wanted to make to Riggs though earlier, I forgot. When she said that putting up the picture of him was not to make fun of how he looked, it was to point out that he was a white male, was total bullshit.
Yeah.
But when Riggs says that his tweet was about his savings.
Yeah, I didn't buy that either. That
was, you're both, it's both
Fugazi. We all knew what
you
was
were talking about
on.
Buying her as a cheap hooker.
Yeah, right.
And she was saying you're ugly. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, Riggs tried to like, I think Riggs was feeling the heat a little bit. He's like, I wasn't trying to make that joke. But I mean, of course he was. And Riggs, God bless him. I said it. It's like, he just, it's like being a boxer and everyone knows your weakness. Like those eyes, you that is going to get brought up so quickly. It's like, well, he just, you know, he.
But he's it doesn't faze him anymore.
No, I mean, you know, he does try to slip on those sunglasses time to time. It's like, I asked him to take the sunglasses off. Like, I was mean sometimes on Augusta. I can be. Like, he'd be talking to a girl and just walk by and be like, take off the sunglasses.
That's fucked up.
He's the worst.
That's fucked up.
Just a
remember
bad
that
friend.
Blog you wrote when you're like, I'm the best wingman?
You're the worst wingman.
No, it gets it out of the way. Eventually, he's not gonna like have sex with his sunglasses on.
Yeah, you
so
could
it's like
probably
you well
wait till like
until,
it's
until he's about to seal the deal.
Right.
Worst
take off the sunglasses.
Worst friend ever.
Take off the sunglasses at the point of no return, not at the beginning of the conversation. But,
or maybe try to have sex with the mom.
Yeah,
your rigs.
That too.
Keep on as long as possible.
That's one ugly dude. Was a funny ass tweet.
Put that on a t-shirt.
That's one of
Riggs's
face. Riggs's face.
Going, yeah.
We gotta get that up. Riggs, do we have your permission to put your mugshot with that's one ugly dude on
a t-shirt?
Mean. Moving on. That's mean, but we will sell those.
Yeah.
That's like, I'll wear that shirt. I'll wear
like
that
all
shirt.
Different colors. Yeah. I would wear them 5 days a week.
Oh, tank tops. Summer's coming around.
Imagine if that became like the hit shirt of the summer. Like everyone on all the beaches wearing that's one ugly dude. Oh, man. Riggs. Kane, the former wrestler Kane, is running for mayor in some Tennessee town.
Hi, my name is Glenn Jacobs, and I'm running for mayor of Knox County here in the great state of Tennessee. In my career, I've been blessed to travel all over the world and see all the great communities that our country has to offer. But in my opinion, Knox County is the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
Nate blogged this. He's like, it's the perfect video. I didn't read what he wrote. I don't know why it's the perfect video.
I didn't watch
it. He's dead serious.
Yeah, I thought the video, like, if you're Kane,
You gotta mix in some.
I was hoping, I understand he's trying to be a real, like, politician now, which is creepy in its own right, but at least do, like, the subliminal message where he's, like, talking, and it's just a flash.
Something. I watched the whole thing. I'm like, he's gonna put the mask on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Something's gonna happen. Right.
Or he's, like, completely normal, and then, like, yeah, giant fire shooting.
You'd think, too, in the age of Trump, like, he would realize that you don't have to be this, like, polished politician anymore.
I think it's an advantage if he was Kane. Yeah.
People will vote for
Kane. Right.
I don't know his real name. I know Kane.
He's on there now.
It's Glenn something.
Yeah, and it's like a light for the future.
Glenn Jacobs.
His suit, by the way, crumply suit. It's like he was almost caught in, he was kind of like sweating because he's such a big guy. He was kind of caught in no man's land.
Be Kane and don't even speak.
That would be unbelievable.
He just stood there?
Imagine
Paul Barry was
brought to you by Kane.
Oh, every single time he did an ad campaign or a debate, he just didn't speak.
But
did you just say, Paul Bearer came out? He's dead.
I said if he was still around.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, Jesus.
More the other guy. Tony Romo, dressed but not really for the Mavericks last night. That move he had in like pregame warm-ups went viral.
Did you guys see that shot? Like, I'm not trying to be a hardo, but that was the slowest release I've ever seen. He like brought the ball up to like here.
What do you think Coach Ross would do?
I think that would have been swatted. Oh, getting everyone like too tired in warm-ups?
Coach Ross from our TBT days would have like reamed out Romo for doing that.
Let
the good players play.
He got mad at me whenever I did that.
He got real mad at you. Coach Ross, what a cock. anyways, so supposedly it was David Silver who said we're not going on the contract, he can't play. You know, it's weird. The NBA, like, you can't, on the one hand, you can't be talking about the integrity of the game and the 10-day contracts when everyone's, like, not playing at the end of the season. It's kind of, to me, the same thing. So if you want to do it, he's a great athlete. A lot of people would have seen it. I think it's
Can
kind
he
of
really a, hoop? Like, if they put him in, would he at least, like, hold his own?
I bet he's, like, a pro
athlete.
Yeah,
no, he was awesome in high school. Like, Jay Cutler's high school tapes, like basketball.
Shit.
I feel like anyone.
Would you let him play?
I do think, though, I don't really care, but I can see that being a slippery slope where you open that door and all of a sudden everybody, every Make-A-Wish fucking kid, every everything, all of a sudden they're doing this all the time.
Well, I can
understand that being a line in the sand.
I bet the over. Because I thought he was going to play, and I thought it was going to just become like an all-star game where they just throw it out.
Yeah. It's not bad turns thought
out,
process.
Except for the fact that he like actually like legally wasn't allowed to play.
Did it go over?
No.
Oh. Are you betting a lot right now?
I'm trying not to, but I am. Yeah.
I had.
So, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I'm like, all right, let's not do a lot. Stay out of baseball. But then the playoffs start.
I had the White Sox plus 275 yesterday. I didn't want to bet it versus the Indians, but I looked at it and it was mathematically and logically a bet that had to be bet. Like, I didn't want to bet it.
What was the final score?
They lost 2-1 in 10. And they had bases loaded in the top of the ninth, one out, and a guy hit like, he got robbed. He got robbed of base hit. It was, so that hurt.
Back to the Romo real quick. I actually watched the game. I have the league pass, so I was watching because I was like, is he going to get in? He came out before and he was like, this is kind of awkward. I feel like he didn't want to do it. It was weird.
Like, nobody wanted to be like the charity guy on the end of the bench type deal.
People were making jokes that it was like a Make-A-Wish thing.
It was
like,
weird.
He's not sick or. It was almost too much.
If you're a professional athlete in one sport, the allure of like being a professional athlete, you know what it's like. It's not like us being
right.
You're living out a dream. It's like you're being a star quarterback.
Right. Like what you said, if you're doing it, I could see him not like he wants to probably like hoop it up. Like,
yeah.
He wants them to play D and not be like play. Charity case. Yeah. Right.
The whole thing was weird.
The Edmonton Oilers owner is in the news because he supposedly told some chick she'd never work in Hollywood again because she wouldn't have sex with him 6 times during the course of a year for $1.4 million.
No, 6 times a month.
6 times a month?
For a year. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How much?
Yes, all right, 6 times a month.
For roughly $2 million. So Spags did the math. It comes out to $20,000 a session.
Okay. Now, a couple gray areas. I'm not 100% sure. The way I read this, it sounded like maybe there was an agreement in place and she like reneged on it. Like that maybe money transferred a little bit, or I'm not sure about that. Anyways, that's what you should do if you're a billionaire. The woman's married, which is a little weird.
That's
but
the problem.
Married to a gambler, and I think that's
is
like...
Is this not the same story that we did like 2 weeks ago with Leo? Is this the same?
I was going to say...
I feel like...
Leo when you said married to a gambler, remember?
Yeah.
She, they went...
Oh, yeah, it's a different chick. It's different chick.
So this weird. Is the same exact story? Because that was the thing that struck out to me. That it looked like the same story, and then...
No,
the
different.
Chick in this was like, this is how Hollywood is... no one speaks up about it. It's like, well, yeah, like you're saying, like rich billionaires pay for sex with hot women.
Six is a weird number.
No shit.
I think six is a great number.
I would think four once a week.
Yeah, but then you throw in like two extras,
yeah,
like a little X factor.
Yeah,
maybe two in one night.
How many? Good, how many?
Next morning. I think six a month would be like primo. Yeah.
How many? First of all.
Yeah, there's a couple long months. There's, you know, those months that are 5 weeks.
True.
Right.
How many people do you think that he's doing this with currently? The girl, by the way, is flame. So
yeah,
I think all things being equal, she may be being underpaid.
I think he picked the wrong person. If you're going to do this, you can't like pick a... it's almost like proposing to a girl. You have to know the answer is yes when you pitch this.
That's what I'm saying. I think because the way the threat was made, I don't think it was out of the blue like, hey, you're not going to do this. You're never working in Hollywood. I think she made him think this was happening and then like
and
pulled
then
out.
Reneged.
Then it's like, I'm going to ruin your career and your life, which I'm actually fine with. And by the way, if you're a billionaire, he's like a good looking dude, but this is what you do. What else are you going to do with it? You can't find, it's like Brewster's Millions.
You can't buy enough stuff to spend money.
Exactly. Fuego Box. Who's our hot sauce guy? You, Dan?
Yeah, Kevin and I both are.
Okay. So you guys want to do Fuego?
I was using it today.
You what?
Yeah.
Do
you want to do it?
Yeah, FuegoBox.com. Right now, you can get $10 off your first order. They send you a monthly shipment. It's like anything else where you become a member of the club. You can pick which sauces you want, how many sauces you want. It's not just old Tabasco sauce. This is like high-quality, flavorful sauces of all different tastes. And like I said, you can pick how many you want. And is there a code? Code Rundown.
Rundown.
So promo code Rundown at FuegoBox.com to get $10 off your first box. FuegoBox.com.
Okay, now after show, the announcement. Is this public, Pat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on all the social media. Have you blogged it? You want to come over here?
What's that, Bob?
Yep. Come on over.
You're on the show, Pat.
Yep.
What?
You're on the Rundown.
So we have...
You've been on the Rundown.
And as the
Comedy
after
Central,
show.
Yeah.
But that was also... Yeah,
we have rebranded. Pat has rebranded, which I think is... a brilliant move, not just because I was instrumental in the move, but
you were pretty instrumental.
From Barstool Indy,
not to pat yourself.
Barstool
on the
back. America, because you're kind of like the, you're the heartland guy, the middle America guy, the
pull up a stool,
the everything like, America
the
guy,
the
guy,
the jork guy. But that wasn't enough, huh?
Well, no, it's like
purple heart. I got a couple of American guys, but I chaps did an interview on my podcast this week that made me cry. Yeah.
I've heard everyone's crying. I haven't heard it yet. But the thing is, Indiana, it's kind of the old thing. It's like if it's just Barstool Indianapolis, if you're not from Indianapolis, it's like, well, why do I want the Indianapolis when they're really like much more?
There's more broad.
The tagline. We should sell, I think, a gazillion dollars worth of shit. Stereotypically American, which, by the way,
is the actual definition of America.
I can't believe nobody copyrighted that before us. That, to me, that was available.
Stereotypically American?
Is one of the great coups.
And that is used to a team.
Yeah, I mean, I popped out of my mother's vagina May 2nd, 1987, sometime early in the morning. 9 months beforehand, Tim McAfee did his job on my grandma's couch. And when I popped out, I think I was the epitome of what an American, stereotypically American.
You should probably rewrite that
story
and be like, I was born in the back of a Ford or something. Well just cut this part.
What do you mean?
Like you were born in the back of a Ford truck.
Just to be a little Ford, bit more stereotypically American.
Right, right.
Fuck.
With a, right, we'll
with
cut it. We'll cut it. We'll do it again.
An American flag wrapped around my neck.
Yeah, I mean, I eat apple pie, drink Budweiser in the morning. I mean, I do it all. I piss freedom, and then we just keep it moving. But I am a pretty stereotypically American human. And
also wearing the same shirt. You bought just a million of the same shirt, I guess.
Well, I started a company. No, I started a company for my friend so he could have a car in the Indy 500, the 100th running of the Indy 500.
That, yeah.
I started a company 8 days before the race. His name's Connor Daly, an American kid from Indiana. I said, you know what? He said, I don't have a sponsor. I don't know if I'm going to be in. I said, I'll start a company. How much is it? He told me the price. I was like, wow, that's a lot more money than I thought. But I think we can sell T-shirts, get this back. Started a T-shirt company. Yeah, only lost like 150 grand out of it. But he got the race, and boy, he got crashed out 46 laps in by the only Russian fucking racer, stereotypically American.
I would actually like to have, like some sort of chart. You know when towns are raising money for fireworks and it like goes up and up, up and down on your net worth on your, because I've never seen anybody spend money like you. It's going to be a wild ride going up and down. But the Barstool America, I think, is a much better way.
Well, and we have the analytics here. You guys are a big time company, which is a lot of fun. We've been getting so much love from not just Indiana, but like the heartland of America. And it's
that's why
we had to make the switch, because I thought that Indiana would be the people that kind of drive everything we do. And it turns out that we got people, a lot of people in Iowa, a lot of people in Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, obviously Pittsburgh. We just got like a very much larger group of humans than I ever could have imagined. So now we just got to represent for them.
What happened with the press conference? When I heard it, you guys left here like we're going to Ellis Island to do it in front of the Statue of Liberty, and then it came out, it was like it's a gift shop statue.
It's kind of like right there.
Yeah.
Barstool Indy will no longer be referred to as Barstool Indy. When we started this company, we thought we were going to be the mouthpiece of the greatest city on earth, Indianapolis. But what we quickly found out through our content is we are the mouthpiece of a group of people that love the heartland of this country. We are now going to be called Barstool America.
Yeah, we started walking towards the real Statue of Liberty. Yeah, we put it in the old maps thing, and it's a three-hour trip. And
you made the right choice.
Not going to do that one.
Yep. Wait, to take the boat ride?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you got to go all the way down
to the end. You got to get there, you got to get back.
It's not worth it. They made the right choice.
It would have been a good graphic.
But I think I would have been through Chinatown, and I would have done some...
I thought the boat left from where I was.
I thought the boat left in West Village. Oh, might. I don't know.
So wait, what's the first like initiative of Barstool America? What are we doing here?
Well, first things first, we got the Indy 500 coming up here in May. They're going to set us up. That's a very American event. I mean, that's just the most patriotic event. I believe there's going to be a couple appearances by other Barstool sports legends there, I believe.
Don't know.
Big Cat's going to make an appearance.
Yeah.
Then... 4th of July is going to be our big. I mean, we're going to go big 4th of July. And then July 5th, I'm playing in the Pro-Am with John Daly at the Greenbrier, which should be fantastic. We're just going to start cooking up shit.
I name dropped you. I met Daly. I met him. Did it work? I bought a shirt so I could like get a picture taken with him at the Masters. I'm like, I loved your podcast with Pat McAfee. He's just like, he's a crazy person. He just swears.
Anything else? Did he say anything else?
No, he's like, he's crazy.
So we're not friends.
I'll tell you what, if John Daly's calling you crazy, something's wrong with you.
He texted me, though, from the Masters.
Yeah.
So I felt real good. It was like seven words. He said, selling, brother. Cash is king. Hope life is good.
That's what he does. I mean, they run a tight ship there. Where's that air coming from, by the way?
It's incredible. I don't know how you guys live here.
The inside of this office never replicates the temperature outside.
Oh, not America. Not America.
Also, so we're going to do the logo contest, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have the logo for Barstool America, so we're going to throw it out to the stoolies. Design the logo. What do we need? $500 if we pick your logo or Pat picks it's better.
I'm surprised it's not like 10 grand.
Barstool Free Sports job. Will contribute $500. McAfee on his own will probably give you like 100 grand.
Well, if it's good, I mean, Jesus Christ. If it's good, I mean, I want
to. I saw him tip. Like, you tipped. The food delivery service who brought like eggs that we waited like 6 hours in Vegas, like $500.
They deserve it. Those are the hardworking people.
Those
are the backbones of America.
That's how you go.
Secretly
not
won
flush.
The lottery. Like, yeah.
I did.
Money.
I fucking kicked a ball. Dude, and made what? Millions of dollars.
30 for 30 you going broke is gonna be awesome.
It's
unbelievable. It's gonna be
like
great.
I had a
we'll
serious,
do a watch party.
Serious sit down in Vegas, like not to spend 30 grand on a private jet for a 3 hour flight, but he did it anyways. So
30.
Is that what it ended up being?
That would have been nice.
It was more?
Yeah.
Like 30 an hour?
Because I didn't order it whenever you talked me out of it, so I waited another 48 hours. Guess what happens? Price goes up.
Wait, so you actually got it?
He got it.
You actually got it?
He treats
absolutely.
Private jets
what
like
do you
an
think
Uber.
This is?
Dude.
This is America, man. You
did
just
you
get
not
a
see what I did in Vegas? I was not going on a public Southwest puke plane.
God.
No way. I wanted to sleep and puke on a nice place.
Long story short, once we start getting the Barstool America apparel, please buy it, because this guy's going to be living like in a hut somewhere in like Nebraska, which I guess you'd probably like.
He would love that.
I would not mind it.
But we want the hut at least to have like electricity.
Here's
so
the deal.
Buy the shit.
I feel like I am a representative of every human that wants to be successful, right? dad's a truck driver, mom's a secretary, had no idea what I was going to do with it, get my money. I tip people big.
Huge.
I donate a lot of money.
Yep.
And boy, I spend fun coupons at another level.
You definitely do.
Yeah, we're just living large.
So I'm fine with that. Keep it coming in. You're stereotypically American. I cannot believe that we own that.
It's going to be a good shirt.
Yeah. Hashtag stereotypically American. Yeah. All right. So when's that blog going up about the, or is it up, about the contest?
Yeah. No idea.
We got to get him blogging too.
It's so different.
You want to start working right here?
I was the first one in the office this morning.
Yesterday. Playing fucking office hockey, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing stuff though. We're we're making things happen. You know, I beat the content director. What's his name?
Me.
Not you.
Keith.
The other one.
Keith Marco.
No. Mark.
Cone.
Yeah. Mark Cone, guy from Bleacher Report. Obviously, I'm here before him. But it's just, it's been a lot of fun here in New York City. I really enjoy the way you guys operate here. Hot as fuck.
Yeah, the weather changed. The weather changes, the motherfucker.
I've lost 5 pounds since being here.
No, in here. Like,
that podcast studio that you guys have in here?
But the weather changed.
That podcast studio is actually a sauna.
How do you guys do that?
Disgusting.
I've been in there before where it's, like, I've opened it after a weekend and it's suffocating. Yeah.
Real life running a sweatshop in here in that podcast studio.
Yeah, we are. I don't disagree with that. That's on me. I don't know. The people built it, they couldn't figure out basic, like, AC heat situation.
But I do love this place. Yeah. I'm very happy to be here.
All right.
Can't wait to get home. To America.
What are we now? Are we still
on America.
In America?
Nope.
But there are stereotypical Americans in New York City.
But I haven't found a single one of them. Barstool proper, I feel like we're not as American.
We're not.
No, we're not.
That's not a very American thing. Our citizenship was just taken from us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Our citizenship was just taken from us.
Francis, who's never made an appearance on this incredible show, sent out a tweet last night about how he feels un-American because he's not associated with Barstool America. And I think he's right. I mean, he went to Harvard.
He's definitely not part of Barstool America. He's like him and Riggs, who Payless is talking about, white privilege and all that.
Chip Kelly used to test his players' piss every single morning at the Eagles.
That's exactly my point. He got ran out of town because he was all up everyone's ass.
I don't know if you guys remember.
So this is actually a good question. My point for the piss chart was professional football players. If you tried to pull that in the NFL, they would just be like, "Fuck this guy."
Well, now modern day though, there's like the NFLPA and the NFL when the CBA happened. You like have to have a nutritionist now. There's all this bullshit.
Is that for a health reasons that they do that, like safety?
But if Pagano was walking around being like looking at the toilet after taking a piss, you'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Pagano would have never done that, but you got some blowhards that get there in the NFL.
They don't last long.
Like Chip Kelly, for instance. I'm a big fan of Chip Kelly as the person, but the way he ran his team was never going to work in the NFL.
You can't be like that in the NFL.
Never going to work in the NFL, but it's just that happens a lot, though. Like colleges, they were testing our piss. They were checking our piss levels. It would actually be dangerous to test Jim Irsay's piss.
Were you the old Michigan coach?
But the urine thing is a big deal for hydration, blah, blah, blah. But if you can play football, who gives a fuck? That's my big number one rule. Who cares?
Who cares what color your piss is?
Yeah, it's not about the color of your piss or the color of your skin, your religion, anything like that. If you can play football and you're American,
This is my favorite part about Pat, you never know when Pat's going to start like a speech.
A soliloquy. Yeah. He's a big soliloquy guy. Big soliloquy.
What do you want one on right now?
And then you're like seven.
What do you want?
Big soliloquy guy.
But I like where we're at. Barstool America.